Technogram focuses on latest technologies, solutions and their potential to transform customer operations while enhancing partner businesses. The episodes include insightful sessions on reimagining the digital future.
Tech Dialogues for the Digital Future, Technogram, a podcast by Reddington. My name is Lokesh, always showcasing my new set of glasses. Also meeting very interesting people. I've got Mr. Mohit, who is the Vice President of E-Commerce, both in the Middle East and Africa. He works with Reddington. He's been with Reddington for like last 1 year now, and he joins me on Technogram. Hi, Mohit. How are you?
Thanks, Lokesh. Thanks for having me.
1 year with Reddington. How has been the stint so far?
I can very confidently say this has been the shortest year I've ever done in my corporate career so far. I mean, time has just flown by in last 1 year.
Okay.
Reddington is on a very, very exciting journey to reimagine our, you know, commerce, the way we engage with our partners, the vendors, reimagining the entire distribution value chain.
Hmm.
And this last 1 year has been a great ride in terms of, you know, kind of setting up the whole ecosystem internally and trying to build the capabilities that we want to go out in the market with. So very exciting time at Reddington to be right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, and how do you see yourself in years to come at Reddington? What's your ambition at Reddington? Where do you see yourself in, let's say, 5 years? I know I'm asking like a very HR kind of question.
I was asked these questions a year ago.
I know. But now, what's your ambition at Reddington if I were to ask you?
No, our mission at Reddington is very, very clear. So our whole idea of what we are trying to do is kind of create a digital twin for ourselves.
Right.
In terms of reimagining how Reddington were to do business in 10 years, right, from henceforth. And that's the whole idea in terms of look at every part in terms of how we engage with our ecosystem, be it partners, be it vendors, and how we could do it more seamlessly, how we could do it more effectively. That's the mission statement for us. And as an outcome of this process, the idea is to kind of have a single window interface, like a B2B e-commerce platform that we are currently building, which allows partners to have all the access to the product range that we carry, all the, you know, ways of doing transactions with us, and all the information at their disposal. So that's the mission we are on.
That's pretty interesting, and that's also the B2B side of things.
Yeah.
I want to touch upon the B2C side of things.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I grew up in Delhi, just like you.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we were growing up, we would go to famous markets, Kamnanagar Market, Karol Market, Karol Bagh Market, you know, for our needs and all that. And then the mall culture kind of stepped in the 90s, right? And now everything is shifting to e-commerce.
Yeah.
How has the culture of commerce changed, not only with businesses, but also with consumers?
That's a very interesting question, Lokesh, to be honest, because there are very clear parallels you can draw between, say, how India as a market has evolved, where we come from, and how Middle East as a market is evolving.
Right.
And you're right, growing up, I think those are the places to be. And then malls, and then now e-commerce is the second nature of how we do, you know, shopping as consumers. In Middle East, I think, you know, as you would know, probably this was one of the big regions where e-commerce came a little late. So even from a consumer perspective, because culturally going to malls is so...
Deep-rooted.
So enshrined, deep-rooted as part of the culture in Middle East. So that's going to be obviously there, but there would be a healthy balance in terms of where people would find, you know, e-commerce is more convenience, and going to malls will still be a part of like a ritual that people would continue to do. And picking up from there, you know, B2B is generally followed the trend of B2C, and that's what we have seen in India as well.
Right.
Where B2C commerce went through the roof, and then B2B suddenly kind of became the buzzword, right? I've worked in B2B startups in India as well, and I've seen that adoption. And that's the journey now we are building for Middle East. So Middle East, again, in terms of... And Reddington is actually at the forefront of it, right? If I look around, there are not many players in the industry who are doing what we are trying to do in terms of digitizing the entire value chain for B2B e-commerce. So again, I mean, these are early days for the industry. There's a lot of behavior change that will follow.
Like what? Let's talk about that. What kind of behavior change do you anticipate? This is interesting because...
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you an insight. Like in last 1 year, I've had great time, you know, interacting with people in general and businesses across the region, like in Riyadh, you know, in Dubai, in UAE. And one very interesting thing that's happening is the next generation of business owners who are coming in, right? Who are educated outside the region probably. And, you know, they are like digital native generation, right? Gen Zs, right?
So to speak.
Their approach and mindset is very different. So they want to do things differently versus the previous generation.
Like what?
Like they want to have information at their disposal. They want to have all the availability of product ranges, of negotiations, also kind of in an omni-channel experience. They're not just wanting to have a human interface to interact with, right? So they're looking for ways to do business more effectively, more conveniently, and maybe do it at a faster pace. And that's exactly the place that we are trying to operate. Like, how do we make doing business with our partners more faster, more simpler?
So the behavioral changes that you were talking about, does it then kind of come into the domain of what? Efficiency, turnaround time? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, absolutely. They expect, like, you know, this is a generation of instant gratification, right? Like, you click something and something has to happen, right? And gone are, and that's the shift essentially that's happening. Like, you know, people expect that kind of experience even from businesses, you know, even when they do businesses, right? So they want a very high responsiveness. They want very high kind of transparency in terms of information. So I think those are exactly the nuggets, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's the same person who is also engaging with other commerce platforms as a consumer. So the psyche is really same.
You know, the psychology of it fascinates me so much. But thank you so much for chatting with us about everything e-commerce. Before I let you go, what is Mohit as a person? If you were to describe yourself in 3 or 5 adjectives, two of them not so positive and 3 of them really positive. Don't say I'm a lazy person, because I'm not going to count that as negative.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm putting you on a tight spot right now.
It's just taking me back to the questions I did before I joined.
I'm curious to know what you said.
No, I'm actually a yoga enthusiast. I'm a yoga trainer by hobby. So I continue with that as on the side to keep my balance on things, and it helps you in a lot of ways, you know. So I think that's one thing I'm really good, passionate about. I love driving in UAE. I have to confess it. I really love driving here. I really like going on long drives on weekends. So I've practically been to, I think, all the you know, the
major
places to be. The, you know, all the mountain peaks, etc., wherever you can drive by. So I think those are the places.
No, I'm actually talking about your personality. I mean, these are the things that you like doing, right? But I'm talking about, let's say, Mohit is a compassionate person, Mohit is ambitious, you know, those kind of things. If you were to, like, list out 3 of them, that kind of encapsulate you.
Yeah.
If I were to talk about myself, I would say I'm creative, I'm empathetic. What are the 3 things that come to
your
mind?
All right. Okay. I mean, I'm a good listener.
Okay, that counts.
Yeah, I think that's there. I am, I think, empathetic in the sense of, and generally, in you know, now at the stage in the career you are in, you have to be able to connect with everyone at individual level, right? And I think that's really important also in your profession. How are you empathetic to you know, each individual?
And I'm sure your team is very happy.
I hope so. I'm trying hard.
Empathetic boss is quite an oxymoron. It doesn't really exist. But
no, I do actually believe that it's a confessed principle, and I put it on my profile as well. Like, I do want to practice empathetic leadership as a way to, and it's a work in progress thing. That's something that you keep improving yourselves on. Yeah, I think I'm probably not very politically correct. I think that's a negative thing, I would say.
Why would you say it is a negative thing? I mean,
it depends on the context, yes. In some places, probably it is not,
right.
I think. And Redington is that place, actually. And that's also one of the reasons I joined Redington.
It
allows the space and, you know, for you to be who you are.
Right.
And just kind of, you know, do your great work. So I think that's a great thing, trait about Redington as well.
That's a great testimony to have, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Mohit. I hope that this 1 year kind of transforms into many successful, fruitful years at Redington. So all the very best, and thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you, Lokesh. It was lovely catching up. Thank you.
Thank you.